Irish digital content is growing at an unprecedented rate and is in danger of being lost. And that's why the National Library of Ireland is expanding the way it collects and catalogues digital documents. The author Marion Keyes is the first donor to work with the library as part of the Digital Pilots Initiative. I spoke to her earlier and asked Marion why she decided to get involved.
It was an honour to be asked, you know, to have any of my work archived. But because I've always written on a computer from the word go, like I've never written longhand in notebooks or anything like that, it seemed ideal because I have so much digital material. And I was so delighted that they picked the Mystery of Mercy Close in particular.
And what will we see then when this eventually becomes made available to the public? I mean, are we seeing drafts of your work, or are we seeing the finished product?
Yeah. I mean, like several drafts. Because, I mean, at the end of every day, I do a backup. Now, they haven't got every single day because, you know, the tedium would kill anyone looking at that. But, you know, you can see how the novel progresses. You can see how I changed timelines, how I, you know, wrote scenes, deleted them, changed the chapters around. And then you also see the editorial notes from my publisher, which is always a kind of a tussle between every writer and their editor, where I will make some of her changes and then just, you know, hold out against making them all. Then there are like all the boring things like copy editing, proofreading, and even things like various iterations on the cover. Like, I think people don't realise how very trial and error the whole thing of writing a book and producing the finished package is. And I also have videos where I'm talking about the characters, where I'm talking about the book. So there was a huge amount of digital material to support The Mystery of Mercy Close. And it's very easy to track where I wrote into cul-de-sacs and had to back my way out. And I suppose another reason that I'm particularly delighted that this book was chosen was that I wrote it when I was going through a kind of a very bad bout of rickety mental health. And you can see from the material that there are long gaps where I don't write anything, which wasn't my normal work method. You know, I used to write every day. And how eventually, even with those long gaps and maybe not being at my optimum a lot of the time, that in the end, you know, a book was produced, and it's a, you know, it's a competent book, and it's a funny book. So from that point of view, I think it demonstrates hope as well, as just, you know, the nuts and bolts of actually constructing a novel.
So you still managed to come up with the finished product despite all the challenges you were going through at the time.
Yeah, like it took me longer than I would have normally taken. But in the end, you know, it got there, which was just, you know, such a wonderful thing.
As I'm listening to you, though, I'm wondering how you feel about the exposure that comes with all of that. You know, not only have you got all of the changes that people might see, as you say, going down the cul-de-sacs and reversing back and coming up with something else. You know, there's a certain amount of, here, see all of me in this project for you.
Yeah, I mean, like you can see all my mistakes and my kind of my grand ideas that came to nothing. But I think that's great. I think it's lovely to have anything demystified. I think there's an awful lot of nonsense talked about books, you know, that it's some kind of mysterious thing where the muse strikes you and, you know, it's almost an out-of-body thing. Like, books get written when people sit down and write the words. It's a very basic, simple and sometimes tedious process. And I think it's kind of nice to have all of that revealed. You know, at the end of the day, it's just assembling words. And hopefully, if you keep at it to find the right ones, that eventually, you know, something wonderful will happen. But I'm delighted that all my mistakes are out there to be seen.
And can I ask you how you feel about digital books? Because you have one camp that says you can't replace the physical item in your hands, and the other one that says, well, it doesn't matter as long as you're reading it. Where do you stand on that?
It's funny, I've gone through a whole arc on this. In the beginning, I was so thrilled because of that thing of, you know, going on holidays and bringing 22 books and like your arms are being pulled out of their sockets. And, you know, the idea that you just have this flat little glass thing that you can read so many books on. I've gone completely the other way now. I will only buy an electronic book if it's the last resort. They say that you don't remember books that you read on a Kindle as well as a physical book. And I kind of think that's true. I find it harder to concentrate on an e-book. But the important thing, I suppose, is so long as people keep reading, it doesn't matter how they're getting to it.
And keep writing as well.
Yes.
Are you writing at the moment?
I've just finished. I'm still kind of fiddling around with the finish of a book that's coming out in February. And then as soon as that's kind of all done and dusted, I have an idea for a new one. So I'll be starting my going down cul-de-sacs and writing scenes to be deleted and the usual trial and error stuff as soon as possible.
That was Marion Keyes. Well,